This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد أيها الإخوة السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وقال تعالى في القرآن المجيد كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون وقال تعالى إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Praise be to Allah. We praise Him. We seek His forgiveness, guidance, and His help and His mercy. We seek refuge and protection of Allah from the bad insiders as we seek His refuge and protection from the evil, our evil deeds, our bad deeds. Know that one who is guided by Allah, they are truly guided. One who is left to go astray will not find a guide or a protector or a helper after that. And I bear witness that there is no God but the one true God. Allah, glory be to Him, creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is between them. He who knows the inner secrets of our hearts and He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is His slave and messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, stating the obvious, but very clearly, as a matter of fact, that every soul will taste death. Every soul will taste death. And this, you know, death is something in modern day society that we tend to hide from. People tend to hide from it, including Muslims, and certainly the wider society is something that people don't like talking about. It's something that's seen as morbid and something that people don't want to be reminded of. But the reality perhaps is becoming more apparent with the number of deaths and this pandemic, if anything it's linked with, it's not in the panic and the worry is about death. It's not about having a cold or a fever and recovering from it. What people are really worried about and why the lockdown, etc., apart from it spreading, is really to do with the coming out in a coffin, a large number of coffins and people, numbers that are being now circulated, whether from Italy or Spain and previously from China, but coming home now for us and now increased to 200 or 300 a day of people dying from this coronavirus has perhaps brought it right in the forefront. But the reality is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that every soul is going to taste death. This is inevitable. This is inevitable. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَبْلُوهُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً, and we, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً, and we are putting you to trial, all of you, from something of bad, something of suffering and difficulty, all that is including shar, and that which is good, at times of happiness, affluence, etc. All that is part of the test. It seems, however, we think about it actually, that the trial is only happening now when we are going through difficulties of not being able to see each other, difficulty not being able to work or to earn a living or income and through illness, etc. But our trial even is there when we are laughing and joking and everything seems fine, but the reality is we are still being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. as fitna, that's what it means, as a test. Wa ilayna turja'un, as if to re-underline the fact that every soul will die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and to us is all of yours return. And this is really summing up in a nutshell for all of humanity as to where we are on this journey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Inna ja'alna 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha. We have put and made on the earth its beautification. For us, really, its beautification. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made that and given the earth, and that what He's given us is beautification. But really, لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَمَلًا. What is real purpose is not just for play and enjoyment and music and laughter and watching sports and games. That's not the be all end all of life. Is much more serious and has much more meaning and purpose than that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, in order to test them to see which of them is best in their behavior, in their deeds. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. It is He, the one, He is the one who created death and life in order to test you all, to see those of you who were best in their behavior, in their deeds, in their character. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reminding us, and really, isn't this a situation, a reminder of our mortality? And I think that's what is frightening. No doubt it's frightening, because we're human beings, whether believers or non-believers, all alike as human beings. When we're reminded of our mortality and the fact that we are going to die, and we can die whether we're young and old in this situation, and isn't it the reality of this reminder of death, brothers and sisters? My wife was just saying earlier on, however big the house or however big the palace, whatever the position in the world, however big the businessman, whether royal family or whether from the leadership or whether the prime minister or whether any kind of minister or whether it's a lowly person who just works the streets or elderly or they live in just a tent somewhere in the world, all of them. In the end, and that's why kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut, will end up in a 6-7 foot coffin going in the ground. That's the reality, and that's what we see. And nowadays, as they're reporting, that even the coffins, we haven't got time to make the coffins properly, so perhaps it's going to be less than the usual well decorated and presented coffin. And even for as believers, you know, perhaps we're not going to even get a ghusl, and perhaps only 2 or 3 people doing the janazah prayer. So this is reminding us and bringing home for us the reality of who we are is not linked with our positions and our money and our homes and the size of them and our number of cars. Reality is that we are under a test from our Lord who gave us life and who created us, and that our life is temporary and that it is fast running out and it may run out any time. And the reality of this existence is that test in order to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we say, in the face of any kind of musibah, calamity, tribulation and difficulty that we go through in life, including death, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Surely we are those who belong to Allah. Yeah, we belong to Allah, and surely our return is to Him. Surely our return is to Him. So this time is a time for reflection. It's a time for us to think, not spend the time in quarantine laughing and joking and watching serials, but a time for us to reflect on our mortality, a time for us to reflect as to, in this stopgap situation, which is a blessing from Allah, actually. Yeah, if only human beings can realize. And it's not a time, as we're hearing the news, for, you know, of course, potentially a time for more people quarreling at home as husbands and wives and difficulty with children. But it's not a time for that, really. This time should be a time for us reflection, making us into better human beings, perhaps bringing us closer, husband and wife, and reviving what that relationship really means. and our duty to our children and children to their parents, what their duty is as well. This mortality should make us realize those responsibilities and not, as is in the news, that there's 20% more alcohol being drunk in the community than there was at other times. This is not the way to reflect. That's an escapism which is linked with shaitan. And whether it's with alcohol, whether it's with watching movies and playing games day and night, the idea is the same. I'm not saying that we should be immersed in the Quran day and night or in prayer day and night. It's impossible for us as human beings to do that. Of course, there's a balance, but this is a special time for certainly for reflection. As to what have I done with my life? This stopgap gives us a chance. Hang on, I've got to this age. My children are growing. I've grown older. What have I been doing in my life? That stopgap of not going to work day in, coming back into that routine of life gives us that opportunity to think and reflect on that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. After saying Alif Lam Mim at the beginning of Surah Al-Ankabut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do human beings think that they will be left alone after they have said we have believed? And he's talking about believers here, of course. He's talking about us as believers. وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, that they won't be tested and tried. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, indeed we tested those before them. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا, so that Allah would make it known and clear those who were truthful, that pledge of we are believers. وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ, and to make clear and show those who were liars to that pledge. So are we truthful to saying that we're believers and Muslims, or have we been kidding ourselves? In the end, the kidding is with ourselves. In the end, if we deceive, we're not deceiving Allah. Allah doesn't lose anything. In the end, we are the ones who lose. We are the ones who lose. So this is a time for us to reflect on the journey that we're on. And as the Prophet ﷺ, as reported in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet ﷺ laid down and had a sleep, and the Sahaba, when he got up, noticed he was lying on a mat, like a straw mat. And when he got up, they noticed, the Sahaba, the marks of the mat on the back or the side of the body of the Prophet ﷺ. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, shall we not get you a mattress which is more comfortable? And they're, of course, doing it out of love and endearment of the Prophet ﷺ. But look at the response of the Prophet ﷺ in teaching them and teaching us. He says, no, what have I to do with this dunya? I am like a traveler. I am like a rider who is on a journey, and I am resting for a short period of time under the shade of a tree, just for a short break, only to continue my journey. That's the journey we're on. That journey back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our owner and creator. So look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he is showing us the fickleness of life, the small time that we're here for, and let us do something with it, brothers and sisters. A time for reflection on what we've done, a time for therefore doing tawbah, because all of us have fallen short. All of us have fallen short. All of us have done regretful things. All of us need to do better things. All of us need to be better in our character, more truthful, more honest, more kind, more just, more loving, more merciful, beginning at home. This is a time to practice this at home with our spouses, with husband and wives, with each other, not to lose our temper, but through our salah and tawbah and reflection to help each other, actually, as two hands wash one another. And this is the idea of husband and wife relationship, as two hands wash one another to cleanse and themselves. And interesting metaphor, isn't it? Because we're being encouraged to wash our hands regularly. But I'm talking about a different kind of washing of hands. And that is to do with character building, to better each other's character. Husband, wives helping one another to bring out the better in their character, not the worst in their character. And that requires from each one of us, not looking upon the other, but looking at myself. Am I being more patient? Am I having sabr? Am I being merciful? Am I being kind and considerate to the other? rather than pointing the finger at the other. And the same with the children, and for the children to reflect on themselves as to how they are with one another and how they are being with their parents. Are they being loving? Are they being kind and considerate? Are they being helpful in the house? Or are they just playing up and losing it like a baby that loses its rattle? This is a time for that kind of reflection. In the end, brothers and sisters, a time for Tawbah, as I mentioned last time, is because we are in need of that, through that reflection, through bettering ourselves, because we fall deficient. We have no one else to turn to. If Allah owns us and we are fast going back to Him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, have they got anybody as a God besides God Himself? Glory be to Him, that which they associate with Him. We've got no one else to turn to except the Creator of the heavens and the earth, our Lord, our Creator, who gave us life and will give us death, and to whom we will stand one day. So we've got no one else to turn to except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ? So where are you going? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Surely, surely it is a reminder. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Surely it is only a reminder, meaning the Quran, for humanity. So the Quran is the guidance. The Quran is the one reminding us all this, if we but turn to it. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ. From those, from you, who want to live an upright life. مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَسْتَقِيمَ. Who want to be upright, who want to live an upright life, who want to be on صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. This is a reminder for such people. So while we have this is an opportunity. Calamities and tribulations are an opportunity, as I said many times. This is for us to reflect and put things right before it is too late. Before, who knows what is in store for us in the coming weeks. And if not in the coming weeks, nevertheless, the death and the end of this life is surely inevitable. It is the only inevitable thing that we have. So it is not about a reminder of doom and gloom, but a reminder for myself and for all of us of the reality of who we are, where we have come from, what we are doing here, and where we are fast going. That is the reminder, as I remind myself. And this stopgap situation of a lockdown is indeed a shake-up call. Don't hide from it. People think, oh, I don't want to hear about the death of people. I don't want to know about the bad news. Where are you going to hide? Where are you going to go to? Because it's going to come to you in the end. We can't hide from this. We mustn't become all over anxious and tremble and then and do nothing about it. But for believers, it is also hope of the mercy always of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that's who we have to turn to. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Who else will forgive sins except Allah? We have no one else, as I said before, to turn to except Allah. We are so fortunate that Allah put Iman in our hearts and enlightened us with Islam and gave us a guidance, brought through the rahmat al-alameen, brought through the mercy to creation, the Quran, which is still with us. We have that nur, that guidance, which is showing us the way how to be best human beings, of being of benefit to others, while we still have the heart that's beating in our body and the breath that's breathing by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives no longer the permission for the heart to beat, it will not beat even one tick more than what Allah has decided, brothers and sisters. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, enlighten our way through His guidance, make us realize through realizing our mortality of who we are and what we're doing here and the fact that we are in need of his light and guidance back to him. We are like the person resting under the shade of a tree, soon to leave it and to go back to our Creator. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, help us on that way. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.